Start reflecting on Tina Whiting. That's Whiting, Whiting. Whiting, Tina, Tina. T as in Thomas. Date of birth is 2665. 2665. Date of visit is 8/10/22. This is a consult from Tamika Robertson. TAMIK, Tamika Robertson, ROBERTSON, APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 57-year-old female who is overweight, had COVID infection earlier this year. She has been short of breath and has chest tightness and has hoarseness and feels like she is choking and has some secretions in her upper chest and throat. She denied fevers or chills, but states that she has had asthmatic symptoms since age 9. And has been on inhaled steroids in the past, as well as on Xolair injections several years ago, but not recently. The patient also states she has been exposed to some mold in the house due to heavy moisture. Her most recent chest x-ray done during a hospitalization 6 months ago is not available for review. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of asthmatic attacks, past history of C-section, and left knee surgery in 79. He also had left shoulder surgery in 05. And repeat left shoulder repair in 2018. She had a left breast lumpectomy for benign disease in 1984. Denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol occasionally. Works as a caregiver. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother is alive but has medical problems including strokes and hypertension. Next paragraph. Med list included Xanax 0.5 milligrams daily, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Albitrol, NEBS, TID, PRN. And let's see, and Soma compound, 1-BIDPRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has weight gain, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness. I'm sorry, no vertigo, but has hoarseness, choking, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has chest tightness, abdominal pains, and heartburn. Also had rectal bleeding and constipation. She has jaw pain and leg swelling, and has anxiety and depression. Denies easy bruising, and denies joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, but has numbness at the extremities, and no skin rash. Next physical exam, this averagely built. I'm sorry, this moderately overweight. Middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 118 over 70. Pulse is 75, respiration 16. Temperature is 97.2. Weight is 220, saturation 98. HG and D norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no venous distension, trach, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protein, I'm sorry. Abdomen is soft and protuberant. And no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. I'm sorry, mild edema and varicosities, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor abscess. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. And number 3 is history of COVID-19 pneumonia. And number 4 is probable sleep apnea. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 pups twice a day. And a polysomnographic study will be requested. And she will be advised to come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks. Weight loss was discussed. Copy of her allergy testing will be requested as well. And I suggested to her to also see an allergist with regards to possibly resuming her Xolair injections. I will make an addendum after her next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Thank you.